Charles Boyle and Jake Peralta have a special relationship. If you've ever watched the police sitcom Brooklyn Nine-Nine, then you know that Charles and Jake are partners who are incredibly close. Maybe even have a bit of a bromance, if you will. They go to great lengths to help each other, and it's something that we see throughout the series, but it was particularly on display during this season's Christmas episode. At the start of the episode, Charles makes a promise to his adopted son, Nikolaj, that Santa will bring his favorite toy, Captain Latvia, for Christmas. The problem is, though, that the doll can only be found in Latvia, and the one Charles ordered seems to have gotten lost in the shipping process, leaving him panicked and wondering what it is that he'll do. It's particularly important to Charles to make good on his promise since he has worked hard to build trust with Nikolaj, something that he believes will disintegrate if he doesn't come through with the doll. But Jake has his back, as any good partner does, and after Charles waits on hold with the importer with no luck, Jake convinces Charles to go down there in person. Once there, they discover that the doll may be in the hands of the Latvian mob, of course. And they decide rather suddenly to take the mob down. One thing continues to lead to another until Charles is finally watching one of the Latvian gang members holding his Captain Latvia doll over a barrel of fire, about to throw it in, with at least 9 other gang members standing around. And as he's on the phone with Jake, relaying what he sees to him, and Jake tells him to wait until he has backup, but Charles is too panicked. He tells Jake that Captain Latvia is about to go in the fire and that no one can stop him from saving Captain Latvia, except for his partner, Jake. Because at that very moment, Jake arrives and knocks Charles out cold before he can rush in without anyone to back him up, effectively saving his life. I wonder if this is the sort of thing the disciples imagined when they were listening to Jesus tell them what would happen after he was gone. At the start of our gospel text today, Jesus tells the disciples, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you." Jesus has been speaking to the disciples about what will happen to him, that he will be betrayed and strung up on a cross and then left to die, effectively leaving them alone. And if they could fully understand what was going to happen, then I imagine that a bit of panic set in, a feeling that they would be alone descending around them, that the guy they had relied on all those years to have their backs would suddenly be gone, that there would be no one there to show them how to live and breathe and move, no one there to stick up for them and to encourage them, no one to show them when they've screwed up or to push them along when they're stuck. So Jesus tells them, "I will ask the Father and will give you to give you another advocate to be with you forever." Jesus effectively tells them that they will never be alone. He will ask the Father, and the Father will send another, someone who will always have their back and is invested in their future, someone who will not give up on them despite whatever they do, someone who will be with them forever, no matter what. Sort of like Charles and Jake. Someone who will blindly take on the Latvian mob with you just to get a doll to make your kid happy. Someone who will step in and knock you out cold when you're about to rush into almost certain danger. It feels good to know that we have a Jake to our Charles, for someone to have our back, no matter what we get ourselves into, and that we are never, ever alone. That is the promise that God makes to us, to each of you, just as Jesus made it to the disciples all those years ago. Again, he says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, someone who will be a champion for you, someone who always wants what's best for you and will go to bat for you when things get sticky. Moreover, this advocate that God gives isn't just anybody. It's an advocate with a capital A. The advocate, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus promises that you know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. There's no waiting for this Spirit to show up, wondering when or if he will arrive. Instead, the Spirit of truth is in each of us, in each of you. He abides with you and is in you. In much the same way that we see Jake always has Charles's back, I know that my husband Brady always has mine. Yesterday, I was struggling to find an image for this sermon. I knew what I wanted to preach, but needed something a bit more concrete. And at some point, I thought about Charles and Jake's relationship on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Though, and Brady will attest to this, when it comes to fictional stories, my brain takes the information in and then puts it somewhere where I can never access it when I want to. So I was having trouble coming up with a particular episode that would demonstrate Charles and Jake's relationship. After wandering around our living room for several minutes, not talking to Brady, even though he sat on the couch, and then staring out the window aimlessly for a while, Brady finally asked what was up. Apparently, this is not my normal behavior. It might have been freaking him out a little. I relayed what I was thinking about and that I didn't have the time to watch several episodes to figure out which one would work. I then went off to run an errand, and when I came back, Brady was at his computer and began to read off a list of episodes that characterized Charles and Jake's relationship. None of them were Captain Latvia. I think that the list may have been old, but Brady came up with that one all on his own. I didn't ask for Brady's help, he simply gave it. But I should have asked, because I know that he has a brain for these sorts of things. He watches shows and movies and remembers them all and remembers details I don't even know that I saw. And he has my back. No, he knew when I was stuck, and then he took the initiative to help. He opened up new possibilities for me as I began to write. All because he loves me. It is that same sort of love, perhaps one that is even deeper, in which God loves each of us, in which God loves you. And God wants for us to know that he's got our back and that he will never, ever leave us alone. Even when it seems like there is no one else, there is always God. Jesus says, I will not leave you orphaned. Remember that God loves you and that God will never leave you alone, that the Spirit is with you, that he abides with you and is in you forever and ever, no matter what.